This is a podcast from Aletheia, Truth in the Darkness, whose mission it is to uproot false foundations, to tear down idols of the heart, to build up the church, and to plant seeds of hope. The title of this podcast is Regarding the Subject of Election in the Bible. As weird as it may sound, I believe we need to reframe our thoughts and definitions regarding election, predestination, foreknowledge, and eternal security. I am convinced we need to start over by going back to the scriptures alone. We need to use the apostles' definitions and get rid of definitions that came from some of the more well-known old church fathers. Not saying they were wrong regarding many things. Still, I believe they were wrong when it came to applying methods or lenses that they, and now we, impose upon the scriptures in order to categorize and simplify terms. This mistake also happens when we go straight to systematic theology before applying biblical theology. What I mean is, by using westernized methods to study the Bible before using the Bible's own method, taught by the Bible writers themselves. Not that systematic theology is wrong or bad in any way. It's just that we must build a solid foundation before we try building the walls of the house. So I believe they, some of our past church fathers, may have misinterpreted the way election, predestination, foreknowledge, and eternal security are related or even unrelated. Once we examine these, it will cause the scriptures to be unified, and there will be no need to explain away certain texts or passages. Why is this important? Because not only does an individual's salvation and being assured of that salvation depend on this, but our unity under the banner of truth and submission to the authority of Scripture also. It was these subjects that brought me much grief over the years as I would listen to Bible teachers teach about them, and then I would go home and read my Bible or listen to it during the day on my iPod, and I would recognize it in my spirit, and if I was truly honest, I could tell there were contradictions between what these teachers taught versus what I read or heard from Scripture. Therefore, I've spent many hours, which led to many years, researching, praying, seeking, and asking the Holy Spirit to give me the wisdom to understand the Word of God, including these difficult topics. So in reality, there is no contradiction regarding these subjects in Scripture. Therefore, the only true problem is with our own lack of understanding, and actually our loss over time of understanding, that which was the framework for how the authors of the New Testament viewed these subjects. Part of the loss of understanding over the centuries came from pastors and Bible teachers who failed to stay rooted in what the Apostle Paul passed on to young Timothy when he said, "You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." 2 Timothy 2, 1 through 2. "And if you put these things before the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, being trained in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine that you have followed." 1 Timothy 4, 6. The things that got lost over time were what Paul actually taught and correct doctrine in all things biblical. To begin, while researching the subject of election and exactly who the elect of God are, I discovered that we must go back to the book of Daniel in order to grasp the foundation for the idea of election. I am convinced that when Jesus in the gospel speaks of the elect who will endure to the end and be saved, he is using Daniel 12:1 and 12:12 as his framework. He is saying, at that time, this will be fulfilled, and the elect will be delivered. This would mean the elect are first Jewish Christians alive at the very, very end, and who escape or who endure to the end of those days. And second, by extension of the example found in Daniel and what appears to be used by Paul in the New Testament, Gentile Christians will also be included in this group of the elect. But know this, election is a word connected with a generation which is delivered during a time of judgment on earth. Therefore, the elect are those who will be alive at the very end and will be found worthy to escape the Antichrist or the judgment of Christ on earth. Yes, I could be wrong about who exactly the elect are, but I believe this lines up with how the subject of election is used, beginning with the Gospels and ending with Revelation. However, the Gospels are unique, specifically. When election is discussed or statements by Jesus similar, which have an eternal choosing nature to them, like, no one can come to me unless a Father draws them, and words similar, these occasions are all fulfillments of something found in predictive prophecy in the Old Testament, which was meant to be fulfilled when the Messiah would come on the scene. So the Gospels are unique in the way that Jesus is always confirming prophecy from the Old Testament, which specifically pointed to the reality that he was the promised Messiah of Israel. And those prophecies from Isaiah and many like that, those texts explain that the Father's sheep would hear the anointed servant of the Lord when he arrived on earth, but that those who had not been the Father's sheep in the past, due to hardness of heart, would not be willing to hear Jesus. Therefore, we must look beyond the four Gospels to understand the subject of election if we are to see the whole picture. I do not seek to confuse anyone, but only to be aligned with what the Bible really teaches and how the apostles understood these concepts. Oh yes, this here is also important to remember. Since the writers of the New Testament viewed themselves as part of that very, very last generation when Christ would come, therefore they speak to those they are writing to who are living faithful lives in Christ as those who are elect. This would be designed by the Holy Spirit to be understood this way. If it is true that every generation should expect Christ to return, and if the Bible is meant to prepare us for the rapture and the coming of Christ. So we need to try to disconnect the subject of election from the subject of one's eternal security, because I believe they are unrelated. Because it appears that election is not about salvation, but about a people or generation who will escape and who are alive at the very, very end. And only that generation will escape or be delivered and saved, because they are the ones alive at that time. Got it? So that is it for now, just for the subject of election specifically. The reason why I did not quote passages of Scripture on election is because the passages themselves do not contain the context, and that is key here, regarding the subject. To get at what the Bible writer is saying, you have to read the whole letter or book in which that subject is contained. But what I did here hopefully gives you reason to read the Word of God with a fresh perspective and to re-examine these subjects. I've addressed some of these in other posts in the past on this website, and the best idea would be to read my posts or listen to them if the podcast is on it, explaining the framework for reading the Bible found in those posts or podcast. Please understand, the title of that is Please Understand How Important This Is. Anyway, thanks for listening to this. I will be adding more posts and podcasts on these subjects since this was just the beginning. If you have questions or concerns after hearing this, please don't hesitate to write them in the comment section so I can answer you. I do not want anyone troubled by this, since it should never be troubling to be grounded on biblical truth alone. But I do know from personal experience, it can be troubling to have to adjust long-held views. Thank you.